producing a business plan. This is what this is about, and it really is part of my being commercial during the month of June. And what I wanted to report in about is the process that I've been using to develop this business plan. First of all, there's a deadline. There's a deadline tomorrow morning at about 11:30. It's Monday now. Barely got 24 hours to go. The way it's been set up, or the way we have set it up, is that we got somebody who's outside the business to agree to receive the business plan and to expect it, and to send us an email saying, I'm looking forward very much to seeing your business plan and considering it. And the person who is going to receive the business plan is actually not only just going to receive an envelope and say, okay, guys, you met your deadline, but is actually going to comment back on the business plan. And the work is still in progress, and there is still a long way to go yet. So what did I do? Well, I'll just tell you the bits I know best, which are bits I've done. I started with a question about what are the questions that need to be addressed in order to put together the concept plan for this new business. And I had conversation, wrote the conversation down in the Moleskine notebook, and then transferred the conversation from the Moleskine notebook to a list on the website Listly, list.ly, sharing the list socially. The process of sharing it helped me to think about it. That was, never mind how many responses, how many people looked at it, how many people added questions. The very process of sharing helped me to be more conscious of what I was doing. Various thoughts came in from left field in the process, and they all helped. It particularly led me down the track of any particular question has got a provenance, a history behind it. What are the connections that a question raises? So a question like, for example, you know, what's the break-even point of the business? That has certain resonances in my mind with what I've learned about economics. It makes me aware of what I know about how financial people think, what a venture capitalist would be looking at, what the return on investment would be, you know, the time scale, stuff like stuff I barely remember, like discounted cash flow and stuff like that, that I learned at one stage, but that I still have available to me. Somewhere inside my body lies the memory of what I learned, and putting the questions and sharing them in public also is a way of publicizing the fact that there's a journey on, that there's something happening. I'm setting up a business. And, you know, there's always the possibility that somebody will listen to the information that I'm setting up a new business and conceiving it, designing it, planning it, and will say, I'd like to know more about that. And you never know where that could lead. So that was the first phase, if you like, of it. The second phase was receiving additional questions from people, and the additional questions that have been received from people have turned out to be very useful, a lot more useful than I really anticipated when I read the questions first. My first reaction was, when I read the questions, was to say, oh, I've thought of that already. This person is just putting it in a new way. But actually, the fact that a third party, a different person, thought of the question is powerful in its own right. It's not a question of whether I have that question or not already. The question is that seemed to another person to be a very important question. So if that's a very important question to a third party, that probably means it could be a very important question to anybody who is going to work in this business in future. Because this business is not going to be just two people. It's going to be a lot bigger than that. But that's another story that can unfold slowly. So that was the next step anyway. Now, the next step was then to start addressing the questions myself. And I have. I've started to work my way through the questions and write down the answers to my answers to the question and send them to my business partner. he is doing the same thing at the same time. So two of us are, although we've talked about many of these questions before, we are cutting to the chase and writing stuff down. So we're going to pull together a document, having both applied ourselves to it, and goodness knows how what the editorial process which we're about to embark on today will result in. The next thing is that part of the process involved me receiving an email from my partner about a number of very key points that were vexing him and that had to be answered almost before any other questions were considered seriously. So I've had an opportunity to... I didn't realize I was going to get this in the process, and we didn't actually agree that was what I was going to get. So it came out of the blue, so there was a surprise. And that's opened up in a whole other vistas, because I have then taken the email that I've received, I've broken it down into bits, and I have gone into I've sent back an email with the text, my additional stuff and my comments and my reactions to what my business partner has had to say. I send that back. So, cutting right through to now, 20 past 10 on Monday morning, which is about 24 hours, as I say, before our deadline, I'm going to get out of the car, and we're going to go in and spread out the pages and see what we have in front of us, and that will tell us what we have and what we haven't got and how we can pull that together into a document. And it'll be very interesting to see if we've actually got enough of clarity to at least present a first draft of the business plan to a third party. I do not expect the business plan to come out, you know, like a fully formed adult. No, it'll come out like an infant, and it'll be bits of it will be howling and mewling, and other bits of it will be, undeveloped. But the basic DNA will be there.